Good evening. We are back on the EAEM podcast. I've written down some notes, but I wrote them down at work. I can't really remember what I put. So this is going to be a new one for me as well. I've been getting tested. Something chronic the past 2 days. I'm not doing very well. I'm getting mad at the situation. So I've came to sit down to do the podcast. So hopefully that will calm me down. It's a bit of a therapy for me, shall we say, getting all this stuff off my chest and just talking to whoever wants to listen, basically. I think I've got a story about my little boy. When we were out camping. And then we'll follow on from there, basically. Haven't got a clue how long this episode is going to be. I'll try and push it up to the 20 mark. I'll see if I can blab some more. And we'll see where we can get it. So, when we were camping, we, like, on the Sunday, we needed to go into a blind to get some supplies and some food for the kids, and someone had spilled over the dog's water as well, so we needed to get a big bottle of water for the dog. So we went into a blind, and when we were driving back to the campsite, I said to my little boy about there being red squirrels around the blind. And then I said, well, we'll just ask the universe to show us a red squirrel. So we asked universe, can you please show Max a red squirrel? So we kept on driving. I didn't think much about it after that. So when we pulled up into the car park, I went to go grab the stuff we had bought. But my little boy went to like an information board that was telling you all the stuff that was kind of like where you were and what kind of stuff that you would see. And on there was a picture of a red squirrel. And he goes, look, that, a red squirrel. And he's told, like, he goes over, he cheers, actually. He cheers in delight. And he's like, look, there's a red squirrel. And it just kind of made me smile, the fact that we had asked the universe. Now the universe will show you these things, but kind of like we probably thought that it was going to be more, you're going to see a live red squirrel, whereas the universe showed us like a photo of a red squirrel, but it still showed us. Now I didn't even know that board was there. Like I hadn't looked at it. I don't think Max had looked at it or anything like that. But then to see the red squirrel on the board. So we thanked the universe for showing us that. Yeah, I just had a massive smile on my face. I thought, because it's funny how the universe works in that kind of way. We're thinking that we might have seen a real one, but we seen a photo of one. When we start to see the world like this, you start to realize you have a lot more control of your life than you think you do. Again, don't let that ego hold you back from experiencing these things. Because our ego will hold us back, like we've talked the past couple of days. I think the ego holds quite a lot of people back. People are scared to do what they truly want to do. Which is sad, I do. I mean, we spoke yesterday about feeling sorry for these types of people. It's a tough one, a really tough one. But again, if we can be anything, just be kind. Just be kind, like we said yesterday. Because you don't know what people are going through. And I need to sort out my triggers. I need to stop giving my energy away. Just stop it, basically. It doesn't get me anywhere. It makes me feel sick. Makes me, like, horrible and everything. So I need to learn to let go and not let these things bother me. Which is easier said than done on some occasions, because we all know that it feels like I've been going a bit backwards recently. Because, like, last week I understood that it's me, that it's my fault if I'm getting mad. And then this week I'm blaming people for making me mad. And my work's annoying me, and Ahen's annoying me, but I'm just doing it to myself. Like, I really need to get out of this little lull that I've put myself into and start thinking more positively. And it's mental, because I did go through a high period where I thought that everything was hunky-dory and everything, but then I made a podcast and said that this will pass. Just like if you're having bad stuff happening right now, that'll pass as well, because it never lasts forever. So you've just got to keep on putting on that smile, waiting for the rainbow at the end of the storm, because it'll be there, and it'll be big and beautiful, and then, yeah, then that'll be it. It'll just be like, well, what was I worried about? I think I need to go and ground myself. I might even go for a walk after this in nature to just calm myself down and just relax. Because, yeah, it is tough. I bought myself some crystals the other day as well that I've been holding. It's mental. I was doing some meditation earlier on as well, and I was holding one of the crystals, and I could actually feel the energy in my hand from this crystal. I've also seen quite a cool thing as well that you should do. If you've got crystals at home, then put the crystal in, like, a bottle of water and then freeze it, and then it makes patterns in the water because of the energy from the crystal. Like, if you put like a cup of water or a glass of water in the freezer, just by no crystals by itself, and then you put a glass of water with a crystal in, then the water freezes differently, which is amazing, totally amazing. So yeah, so I bought myself some crystals, and I was speaking to someone who does Reiki, and I was asking her, like, what kind of stones should I be looking at, or what kind of stones should I get, and she gave me a massive hand. She was just like, just have a look, or touch the stones and stuff like that, see what ones you're drawn to. And then I asked, would exactly the same work if I was having a look online? And she was like, yeah, you'll get drawn to some, and have a look. And the properties that I picked up, like, I picked up solidite, and I picked up, like, moon rock, which is or moonstone, which is its properties are that it's like for new beginners. Like, if you're starting a new adventure, like a new beginnings, and then it deals with, like, stress and to bring you in calmer and all that kind of stuff. Like, it's fascinating. Just absolutely fascinating, the way that kind of, like, I've started doing this, the podcast, and I've started doing my TikToks, and I've now put up a couple of videos on my YouTube channel as well. Ian Appreciates the Small Things. Go and check it out, please. And yeah, kind of, like, it's funny that I picked that stone or that crystal, the new beginnings. And then I think I picked up another couple of ones that was to do with business and stress and having abundance. And yeah, it's amazing. So yeah, if you believe in that, or you fancy having a look at some crystals, I would highly recommend them. I'm very happy with my crystals. Like, I take them into work and everything like that, and hold them in the hand. I do. Like yesterday when I meditated and I grabbed the moonstone, and I didn't even know its properties, but kind of like I went and meditated, and afterwards I felt amazing. Kind of like I didn't feel as stressed after I meditated, and then that's when I went and had a look at the properties of the moonstone, and it was like, yeah, it like takes away bad, like bad. Right, well, wait a minute, I'll go and grab it from my phone. How unprofessional of me, eh? Moonstone properties. So, a stone for new beginners. Moonstone is a stone of inner growth and strength. It soothes emotional instability and stress and stabilizes the emotions, providing calmness. Moonstone enhances intuition, promotes inspiration, success, and good fortune in love and business matters. And it's mental that I got drawn to that. So I got solidite as well. I've got that on a pendant just next to my throat. And it's really funny actually, because the solidite is the throat chakra. So it's quite funny that I've got solidite and it's next to my throat chakra. So solidite brings order and calmness to the mind. It encourages rational thought, objectivity, truth, and intuition, along with verbalization of feelings. Solidite brings emotional balance and calms panic attacks. It enhances self-esteem, self-acceptance, and self-trust. And I also got, I don't know how to pronounce this. It's like Malachite. Now, malachite, malachite. Your guess is as good as mine. So malachite absorbs negative energies and pollutants, energies and pollutants, picking them up from the atmosphere and from the body, guards against radiation and clears electromagnetic pollution. Malachite clears and activates the chakras and attunes to spiritual guidance. It opens the heart to unconditional love, which is absolutely amazing, basically. And then what's my other one? Ametrine. So ametrine is said to be the complete balance of the properties of amethyst and citrine. As a stone of both balance and connection, ametrine is believed to relieve tension, bring serenity, and stimulate creativity, as well as balance mental stability and self-confidence. Now, these are all the stones that I got drawn to. And it's mental, the fact that, well, I find it mental, the fact that I didn't read any of the properties. I just got drawn to the stone lookings, and then having a look at the properties afterwards, and it's like, well, yeah, that's totally what I need in my life. So I would highly recommend even just going and having a look and seeing if you like, if you're drawn to any stones, and then have a look at the properties. And I mean, it was pretty cheap. Like, I think I got, it's like £2.50 a stone. But supposedly there's a place in Inverurie that's just opened as well that's meant to be really, really good, and you can get it. I think it's like £1 for a stone or £1 for a crystal and all that kind of stuff. So go and have a look. That's it. Kind of like, try coming into it with an open mind as well. Don't be small-minded, people. Like, we all understand that there's stuff out there that you might not believe in, but if other people believe in it, then who are you to say that that's absolute utter shite? Just be kind, again. Just be kind. But that's it. Kind of like, I don't really care. Like, I'll quite happily tell you guys that I've pulled the crystals, and I think that it's got properties that have totally helped me out. It's made me more calm when I was meditating with them. We'll see. I definitely want to try and grab some more. I think my little boy is wanting a chakra bracelet as well, because he saw my one. So he was desperate to get one, so I ordered one for him. So hopefully that'll arrive soon, and I get to see his happy little face when he gets to open it. But then that's it, you know, like, have an open mind. Because once you truly believe the universe has your back, then, yeah. Like, I'm not saying that you aren't going to go through hard times in your life, but you'll know that there's better days ahead of you. Just start the positive outlook. Let's start the positive outlook. Let's stop the small-minded. Just jump at opportunities. Any opportunity that arises to you, just go for it. Let's all stop being scared. Please. Because honestly, I really don't want you going to your deathbed and you're 90 and you look back at your life and you just regret everything. Wish that I told that person to off. And I wish that I had said no when worker asking me, can I come in for some overtime? You know, like, those kind of stuff, don't regret them. Don't get to your deathbed and regret it. Go and live your life. We don't know how much time we've got on this beautiful, beautiful planet. So spend as much time doing the things that you love. My TikTok video today with Alan Watts, the Alan Watts bit, and he says that kind of like, you will waste your time doing things that you hate to continue on doing, like, just wasting your time. And it's stupid. It really is stupid. I mean, would it not be better to live a short life, but one that you've completely enjoyed, rather than living a long life of ones that you've absolutely hated, that I'm not happy in my life? And that's kind of how I feel right now. I'm very much that I am not happy in my life. And, like, yeah, I think my job has definitely got it. I get no job satisfaction from my job. I'm very much now at the point where I just want to leave and just go and camp and make videos for my YouTube channel. Like, that's totally what I want to go and do. I'm thinking as well of going out on the 3rd of July, and that'll be by myself. Like, I don't have the kids that weekend, so that'll be completely by myself. I want to get some videos up of camping and kind of like what I'm doing, what I'm eating, get some cold water lock videos. I'm hoping to get a GoPro or something like a GoPro when I get paid. So hopefully I can get this done and up onto YouTube, and then you can start seeing what I'm doing with my weekends. I love to have you guys with me as well. Like, I'm looking quite forward to it, actually. I need to get a smaller tent, because my 4-man tent would be an absolute nightmare trying to set up by myself. But a nice dome 2-man tent would be absolutely perfect. And yeah, like, not too sure where I'm going to go either. I want to make sure that there's like some sort of hike. I would love to go like hiking and then find a camp spot and just tent down and then hike again. But then I've only got the, but I think I'll probably go out all weekend as well. Go out on the Friday night and Saturday and then back home on the Sunday. Whoa, I might even look about taking a cheeky day off from work as well, actually, so that I've got some time to recover, because it's been absolutely horrible today where I didn't get that great of sleep last night. I didn't get to sleep until about 12 o'clock at night, and then I was up again at like 4 with my alarm. Or no, my alarm went off at 4:30, but I was up at 4. Just kind of like lying there, just like, oh my god, like, I'm absolutely knackered, and then going into work just absolutely pooped. So I definitely think that maybe having the Monday off just to kind of like stay home, recover, tidy everything up is probably a good idea. But yeah, so hopefully that'll be next month and we'll get something up onto YouTube. So what else? What have I got written here? So just start the positive outlook on your life and start creating your own, like your own reality, because that's what we do. The one you want to live, not the life you've been forced to live because of fear. Yeah, because of fear of your perfect life not working out. It's mental how much of us just don't take that jump. Like, I mean, I'm exactly the same. I'm so kind of like, but it's the whole disappointment of kind of like Abdi else, like where they don't understand that, like my parents for one, kind of not understanding that it's all about money basically. Like, oh no, but you've still got responsibilities and you need to make sure that your responsibilities are covered. And but then at the end of the day, I'm like, yeah, but I'm not happy. I'm totally not happy in my job. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. Stay tuned. We'll see what happens in the next couple of weeks or months or something like that. Hopefully, I don't know, my GoFundMe page knocks off massively, and I get that 2 grand. Yeah, go and search for that if you want. Donate to me if you want. My GoFundMe page. I just started it just because I thought, well, why not? If someone stumbles across it who's got wads of money and like, I'll help that guy to go and live his dreams of going on the mountain. But I said, when I go in, I will pick as much rubbish up as I can when I go in camping. I'd done that the other day actually when we came back from camping. I took my little boy to a park just in Tarland. And when we were there was bits of rubbish lying around all over the place, and yeah, I picked it up and put it in the bin. It was like, I'm gonna help the environment, I'm gonna help the universe. So yeah, so I would quite happily go in and with a litter picker picking up rubbish. I'd even film it as well. Kind of like, look, like, let's all do this. Every time that you go out for a walk, can I pick up a couple of bits of rubbish? Because if we all do it and put it in the bin, then we're gonna start cleaning up our countryside. It is absolutely disgusting the amount of people that you see with the McDonald's and they're just lobbing it out of their cars, like honestly. And if that's something that you do, honestly, have a bit of respect for the world that we're living in. You know, like we've got such a beautiful countryside. Why the hell would you want to ruin it with that crap everywhere? Like, have a bit of respect, because yeah, that there goes another one of my triggers. I'm getting mad again. But yeah, start creating the life that you want, not the life you've been forced to live because of fear with your perfect life not working out. But can I ask something? Can you truly say you're happy working for the man? Like, can you? Are you really happy working for the man and getting the weekends off? Even if you are that lucky, you know, like, because you might not, you might not be one of those people who, I mean, you might be working for the man, but you get weekdays off. You don't even get the weekend off. Working for the man is now starting to get on my nerves. I just want to work for myself. I want something to just boom. And then I can just go and do the things that I want to go and do. Start living a happier life. Just like you guys can. You totally can. Don't give up on your dreams, no matter how old you are. If you're 40 and you live until 80, you're only halfway through your life. You've still got 40 years ahead of you. Go and do your dreams. Go and do what you want to go and do. And don't let society hold you back because that's what they want to do. They want to keep you on that low vibration. they don't want you knowing that love is basically, they just love everything. They don't want you knowing that. But remember, this is my opinion. Again, the elites who run the world. I saw a TikTok actually that that resonated with me pretty well, and it was a girl. It was like, what's one conspiracy theory that you think is true, but you can't really tell if it's true or not. And she said that kind of like the ancient civilizations like the Egyptians were aware, were spiritually awoken, and they resourced the world a lot better by, you know, like they use the resources that the world gave them rather than what we've got now, basically. And then she said that, I think that the elites know this and they're stopping us from doing that, because if everybody knew about it, then we wouldn't be working for them and the billionaires wouldn't be getting richer, would they? I mean, I saw another thing as well that kind of like about the billionaires not paying tax. And then one of the billionaires who owns a newspaper was putting in the newspaper how kind of like, oh no, like you should just leave the billionaires alone and everything like that. But he owns the press, kind of like. And so we pay more tax than the billionaires. And that is sickening. And again, like as I probably said yesterday, like everything that we need to survive, it can grow, but we've got to pay to live this concrete jungle that we've built for ourselves where nobody's really happy. Makes me sad. So yeah, start living the life that you want now, and the bits and pieces will start falling into place. What not to do is wishing that dream life, but thinking I'll never get there, because with that attitude, you never will. But if you can't believe you can do it, and you can see it, you can feel it, then you've already made it a reality in your head. And then work like fuck on your dreams till you're living your dream. Just remember, you can achieve anything if you put your mind into it. But believe in yourself first. And if you fail, learn from it. Learn from your mistakes. Jump right back on the horse. Failure is a good thing because it means you're trying. Just remember that, people, please. But yeah, I think I've rambled on enough today about my angers and all that kind of stuff. So, as usual, I just want to say, remember, love big, be happy, appreciate the small things, be thankful for what you already have, and stop focusing on what you don't have. Remember, the aim of the game is to find happiness from within. I think I need to start listening to this and stop being so mad about the situations, because I'm just making myself sick. Just like when you guys are mad, you're just making yourself sick. We need to learn. It sucks being more aware, like, it all sucks. But people, you have been an absolute blessing. I love each and every one of you for listening. It is so much appreciated. You have no idea. Again, email address, smokey90@gmail.com. Give me an email. Give me a shout. I'm more than happy to help. Kind of like if you just want to blather, then I'll quite happily talk. It's quite nice that with my TikTok, kind of like getting to help people, meet people in the interactions. It's really nice. I really enjoy it. So if you want to email me, then smokey9e and then @gmail.com. So give me a shout if you want to, of course. If you don't want to, then thanks for listening. But yeah, Hopefully you've enjoyed me rambling on tonight, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Peace and love as always. Ciao.